Must we fight over the national anthem? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Being a Seattle Seahawks partisan, I know there are many reasons to hate on Colin Kaepernick. But now, of course, there's another reason.
It took three preseason games before anyone noticed that 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick wasn't standing for the national anthem.
And there were three types of reactions. The reaction of this American.
That's why it's America. You got the freedom to do whatever you want to do.
The reaction of this American.
You spoiled piece of I hope you get cut.
And the reaction of this American, which counts a little more because he might be president.
Maybe you should find a country that works better for him. Let him try.
Obviously, nobody questions Kaepernick's right to sit or the right to criticize him for doing it, even to the point of burning his jersey or never naming their kid Colin. My only question is, why all this social pressure to be patriotic? Because when you turn this into a big deal, two things happen. You create copycats, which is self-defeating, but even worse, you create scaredy cats, by which I mean the kind of people who are so scared about social consequences they stand up more out of fear of punishment than love of country, until we become like those nations with religious police where people paint themselves with phony piety because they're intimidated. So we could shame people into standing and create a culture of phony patriots, or we could be a free country where people who really want to stand up do, and those who don't, don't, and where people still hate the 49ers, but for the right reasons. Now this. This is Dave Ross on iTunes and the CBS Radio Network.